and happy Friday, Sonny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand a big vote in world football tops your sports report.
Kim, embattled FIFA president Sepp Blatter, facing a big corruption scandal, was widely expected to be re-elected Friday to a fifth term as the head of world football's governing body. On Wednesday, the U.S. Justice Department formally charged 14 men, including 9 FIFA officials, with racketeering, bribery, fraud, and money laundering, totaling more than $150 million. Blatter was not among those charged. He had only one challenger in Friday's election, Prince Ali bin al-Hussein of Jordan. Before the balloting began, the 79-year-old Blatter addressed the delegates in Zurich, Switzerland.
Yesterday, or the day before, and even today, I am being held accountable for the current storm. Well, okay. So be it. I will shoulder that responsibility. I will take it. Just as I said earlier today, I will shoulder it, I will take it upon myself. I will accept this responsibility. And I want to fix FIFA together with you.
Et tout de suite. Et demain et après-demain,
now and les tomorrow, semaines et les mois, and the day after, and the weeks and months to come.
J'ai pas besoin de me
you know me already. I don't need to introduce myself to you.
Vous savez avec qui vous avez affaire.
You know who you're dealing with.
Je sais aussi,
and I also know that I can count on you. Some might say that I've been with you for a long time. Others might say for too long a time. But what is this notion of time? Time is infinite, and we slice it up. I find that the time that I've spent at FIFA is very short. And it will remain short. And the more one ages, the more time flies by quickly. Quite simply, just like this day with you. I'd just like to stay with you. I would like to continue with you.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter speaking Friday in Zurich, Switzerland. On Thursday, UEFA football chief Michel Platini urged Blatter to resign, but the FIFA boss said he would not. Platini and most of the UEFA voters backed Prince Ali in the election, and so did the United States. But Blatter was expected to receive widespread support in Africa and Asia, enough for him to carry the day.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
If you check out my Facebook page, you'll see a farewell blog post from David Ensor, who wrote that it was an honor to serve as the 28th director of the Voice of America. David stepped down this week after 4 years as the VOA chief. In his farewell blog post, David wrote, "In places like Africa, much of VOA's huge impact comes about because we broadcast not just in important colonial languages such as English and French, but also in vernacular tongues such as Kirundi and Bambara. As a result," David writes, "VOA reaches audiences well beyond the educated elites and among them many more women." David also said as director he visited Mali and Nigeria, among other countries, and witnessed firsthand what extraordinary passion many in our global audience have for VOA's programming and, as a result, for America.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. President Obama recently opened a new Twitter account. His handle is at POTUS. Once again, that handle, at POTUS. Spell it with me now, POTUS, President of the United States. On Thursday, Mr. Obama answered some tweets on climate change, but he couldn't resist checking in on his favorite sport, basketball. The NBA Finals tip off June 4th in the western U.S. city of Oakland, California, where the Golden State Warriors will host the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1 of the Best of 7 Championship Series. President Obama tweeted, "The heart of the Cavs is LeBron," referring to LeBron James, Cleveland's four-time NBA Most Valuable Player. And the president also tweeted kudos for Stephen Curry, the current league MVP for Golden State. Mr. Obama tweeted, "No one can outshoot Curry." For our VOA listeners who can tune in our Africa 54 TV program, I preview the NBA Finals during Friday's show. The segment opens with Stephen Curry and his very cute two-year-old daughter, Riley, who became an internet sensation this week when her father brought her up to the podium during a post-game news conference. Riley squirmed and moved from one side of his lap to the other, and she even sang the hook of a popular song by rappers Big Sean, Drake, and Kanye West, Blessings.
I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa. Join me every weekday mornings at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now with more sports news. And Mark kicks off with the COSAFA Cup football tournament in South Africa.
Namibia edged Madagascar 3-2 as Mozambique pipped Botswana 2-1 in the semifinals at the Council of Southern Africa Football Association's COSAFA Cup at the Moruleng Stadium, Northwest Province in South Africa on Thursday. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the Moruleng Stadium, Botswana and Madagascar clash in the bronze medal playoff before Namibia and Mozambique battle in the tournament final. In New Zealand, Ghana play Austria at the start of their campaign at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Wellington tomorrow, Saturday. On Sunday, Mali engage Mexico in Dundee, while tournament debutant Senegal challenged Portugal in Hamilton. In Olympic news, South Africa hosts Gabon in women's 2016 Olympic football qualifiers in Soweto tomorrow, Saturday. Ghana welcome Egypt. Kenya play Botswana. Equatorial Guinea encounter Republic of Congo. Cameroon face Guinea-Bissau and Zimbabwe host Zambia. Elsewhere, Swaziland is at home to Zimbabwe in men's 2016 Olympic football qualifiers tomorrow, Saturday. Mali play Mauritania. Sudan host Tunisia. Uganda play Rwanda. Cameroon engage Sierra Leone. And Zambia face Botswana. Finally, in boxing, Ghana's former IBF bantamweight champion Joseph King Kong Agbeko fights Juanito Rubila of the Philippines in El Paso, Texas State in the United States of America tomorrow, Saturday. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, waka, waka, Tamina, this time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Because
this is Africa. Tamina, waka, waka, Tamina, this time for Africa.
Finally, let's go to Paris for some French Open tennis. Among the winners Friday on the men's side were the number 2 and number 3 seeds, Roger Federer from Switzerland and Andy Murray from Britain. On the women's side, the winners included top-seeded Serena Williams of the USA and the defending women's champion, Maria Sharapova. Serena won in 3 sets, while Sharapova won in 2 sets. Who knows? Maybe we're going to see Serena go against Sharapova in the final on the clay courts in Paris. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Have a good weekend, everyone.